Film Review, Movies, Music, Culture, Politics, Society Podcast, Interviews, Movie Reviews, and more. Live Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on The Spot Podcast and the Film Review Life Channel. Subscribe.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis, Thelma from Good Times, and you're watching The Film Review.
You've tuned in to What's the Point, produced by Tanya M. Congress for You Found the Spot Radio. Edits by Crazy D. Music title, Shifting Between Reality by Royalty Free Zone. Hit my Cash App at $What's the Point 422. Smash the like button, smash the share button, smash the subscribe button. If you're not afraid to come on in, let's begin. Well, once again, welcome. My name is Tanya Congress. I am an ambassador for the Kingdom of God, and I've been working on a series called Truth and Consequences. This started back about maybe a week and a half ago. This is part five, and I will be concluding it today. Last night, if you were with me, we went into, it was Truth and Consequences, the reprobate leader. And I spoke about reprobate leaders, leaders holding positions in churches, but who had a mind that is reprobate. Okay? And in the conclusion tonight, it's going to be a potpourri of things, because basically what we have here in this time, we have to look at the state of our, particularly United States, is local to us, and the things that are going on in the United States. And we have to re-examine the church's position in this whole thing. See, from one perspective, you will have people that say, well, you know, this is just the wickedness of the world coming to a climax or a culmination. And actually, it's more to it than that. All right. And what I've been trying to get the church to understand. Hey, Prophet Omar, thanks for being here. What I've been trying to get the church to understand is that this church, and this may disturb some of you, so I do invite you, if you don't understand exactly what I'm saying, or if you feel like, you know, you want to call it heresy, be sure you know what the word heresy means before you charge me with it. Please know your meanings, all right? But if you feel like it's off and you can't grasp the context in which I'm speaking, please hit me up on What's the Point 422@gmail.com. Pose your question. I'll be happy to set up a phone conversation with you and we can reason together, okay? But the church as we know it, particularly the black church as we know it to be, all right, as we know it traditionally, I mean, the traditions of the black church is the second string of traditions. Second generation of traditions, because there was the traditions. Before the traditions that we know of in the black church, there were traditions before that from which the black church sprung off of, okay? And what I need for you guys to understand is that the Christianity that we know, now I want to preface what I'm about to say with saying there is no problem with belief in Christ. There is no problem with that. The problem is that the religion itself is part of this general spiritual Babylon that's on the decline. And it would have to be so in order for the kingdom to rise. That which we know of as church is not synonymous with the kingdom of God. In fact, they are diabolically opposed to one another in their foundation, in their operation, and in their subsequent outcomes, okay? And the reason being is that the religion itself of Christianity, religion period, is part of a Babylonian system. Like, we have healthcare system, we have educational system, we have financial systems, we have religious systems. Religion, I'm going to let you know how you can tell something is off track. When you hear people use terms like, religion is a very personal thing. My religion is personal. My religion, my faith is personal.
My religion is personal. That's already off track. Hey, First Lady, it's already off track. Because if it's personal, then you can't even fulfill Matthew 28:19. Go out into all the world and tell people and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because it's too personal. It's too private. It's too personal. And usually people who take that stance are people who don't know the questions to ask, never thought to ask the questions, but adapted the religion as sort of like, how can I put it? You know how some people carry lucky rabbit's feet around on their keychain, or you have some people, they may wear an ankh around their neck, or you have some people who may wear a cross. I used to wear big old crosses hanging from my ears while I had a drink in my hand. Okay? So you have people, that is their connection with God. That's their connection with God, is through these amulets or through these articles, these crosses and these onks and these different things that are tangible that you can hold on to, and they identify with those things, and by wearing them and draping themselves with them, they give the appearance of being religious or give the appearance of being spiritual to everyone else, when nothing could be further from the truth. A lot of times people have not realized the God within them. Now, I need for us to understand why Christ came. See, the religion of Christianity stopped here. It said that he came to shed his blood for the remission of our sins. That's not where it stops. Hey, Deleska, that's not where it stops. Christ not only came to shed his blood as a sinless substitutionary sacrifice for the remission of our sins, but he came to restore us back to God's original intent when he formed man in the garden the first time. Before Adam and Eve. Oh, y'all, see, y'all, you know, you're looking at me strange now. Adam and Eve was the second creation. Man had failed twice. So, you know, we get to here where Christ comes for our redemption, but he came to show, he said, okay, God said, okay, so these people that I create, for some reason, they keep getting taken off track because they got too much of me in them without me in them. You get what I'm saying? So he says, okay, I'm going to come by way. I'm going to do this spiritually legal. I'm going to come through the womb of a woman. I'm going to be born like they are born. I'm going to come through, and it's going to be my son possessing all of my characteristics. There's no difference or difference between us. He is me incarnate through woman. All right? So I'm going to send him down. I'm going to come through the womb of a woman. Now I'm also standing as a man of flesh and blood, and I'm standing as God by my spirit. So I'm not only going to sacrifice so that the sin issue is no longer an issue. Sin will no longer be an issue and no longer a bargaining tool for the enemy. I'm going to strip the enemy of that against man, because I'm sending the replica of myself to be a sinless sacrifice for man. So we're going to put that sin issue to bed. But we're going to put that sin issue to bed. All right. So, but also I need to show man how to operate and function with my spirit dwelling on the inside of them. So Christ came not only to, as a sinless sacrifice for our sin, to put the sin issue to bed. He also came as a visible example. A visible example to show how we are to live as men of flesh and blood with God's spirit resident on the inside of us. So everything that Christ taught was kingdom. Now, some kind of way in between his birth, death, life, burial, and resurrection and the first century church, somewhere along the way, things got diluted, and the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom that Christ said will be preached throughout all the earth, And he said, this gospel of the kingdom, he defined it clearly, this gospel of the kingdom, not the gospel of Christ. Stay with me. It was not the gospel of Christ. It was the gospel of Christ. See, there's a gospel of Christ, and it's the gospel that Christ taught. And the gospel that Christ taught is the one that he said, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout all the earth, and then the end shall come. And then the end shall come. Y'all keep praying. Y'all prayer warriors in here, keep praying. So, and then the end shall come. After, when will the end come? After the gospel of the kingdom is preached throughout all the earth. So now what we've had, now I'm 54. I think I first attended church, maybe I was about 10 years old. So as far as I can remember, as far back as I can remember, and clearly hundreds of years before that, we've had a switch out from the gospel of the kingdom to the gospel of Christ. Two different things. We had a gospel of Christ that was predicated upon a false image of who Christ was for years, until people start waking up and actually reading the Bible and actually accepting the fact that it said he had hair of lamb's wool, skin like bronze, and so on and so forth, that he was not the painting of Michelangelo's lover, Cesar Borges. So now you had a whole religion that was based on this image. If the image was false, you have to question the doctrines and the doctrines of demons that permeated through it as well, because the image was allowed to be what it was. It was allowed to be built upon that falsehood. And so it was built upon the falsehood. And so if the picture, if what was in your mind's eye and your view was wrong, then a lot of its dictates and doctrines were also demonic. And the reason why I say demonic, anything that does not draw you back to the truth, draw you back to the Father, and put you in covenant with the Father, to realize that the very Spirit of the living God dwells on the inside of you with his power. Any religious teaching that does not lead you back to that is a doctrine of demons. And some of it is added to, because it's already a doctrine of demons that does not have the foundation of God. It is easy to add to and take away, being in direct violation of Revelations 22:19. So you're just adding and taking away all the time. You can do that because it was never foundational. So it was easy. It's easy to do. It's easy to come up with a preferred way of doing things. It's easy to come up with a preferred doctrine or preferred interpretation when the scripture says there is no word of God that is of any private interpretation.
Wait a minute. Hit my Cash App at $ what's the point 422. Also, smash the like button, smash the share button, and smash the subscribe button. Also, you can hit me up at whatsthepoint422@gmail.com with any questions, comments, or concerns. We'll be right back.
Here's the thing about Germany, why I made a curator's pick of the Hollywood Fringe.
Observations TFR, 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
No word of God that is of any private interpretation. So, the very word itself shuts down the very things that have been implemented to force feed as a religion and as a belief system. It's a belief system. It's a system of beliefs. As every other system is. Every other system, whether it be financial, educational, whatever kind of system, has a set of beliefs and tenets that we must adhere to in order to practice that thing. That's what the religion of Christianity does. And I want to make it clear again for those who are coming in. This is not anything against Christ. Christ was the Savior. He came and shed his blood as a sinless sacrifice for the remission of our sins. However, what he taught and what's being taught and focused upon in most churches are diabolically and diametrically different from one another. This is the reason why we can have things that go on in the earth today and it just be that. And this is the reason why you can see some of the same activities in your local churches as you see in any bar. Or as you see in any other situation where people are salacious and lascivious. There is no difference between what you're seeing. There's no dilution. This, we just spiritualize it and say, all of us, all men have sinned. So all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That is the pet scripture of those who operate out of order in most churches. And I'm not even talking about the sheep. I'm talking about leaders, because so go the leaders, so go the sheep. So when you say all have sinned, sinned is ED at the end of that. That indicates past tense. All have sinned. And because we have all sinned, we required a Savior. The Savior came. The Savior did his job. Now, whosoever shall believe on him shall not perish and have everlasting life. And not only that, now we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So, and let me attack this imputed righteousness doctrine. So, because Christ was the sinless sacrifice and he gave his life, it's accounted to us as being righteous when we believe on him. But here is the trick. What does believing on him mean? It is not a mere mental assent to an historical fact. It's a historical fact that Christ walked the earth. It's a historical fact that he was born. It's a historical fact that he was nailed to the cross. It's a historical fact that he showed back up and stayed with the disciples for a couple of weeks. It's a historical fact that he resurrected. Historical. There are books written. Eyewitness accounts of things. So those are historical facts. But our mere mental assent or our acknowledgement to those historical facts do not constitute belief. In the Greek, in the New Testament, when belief is basically translated as knowing. So when you say you know something, that's right, Deletska. When he hung his head and said, "It is finished." Hey, Russell, I see you. When he hung his head and said, "It is finished." What was it? Everything that kept man from being reconciled to God. And he gave up the ghost. He willingly hung his head and let the spirit leave him. So, it was the final word. Now, here's where we're having a problem. And here's where it's been a problem. And here's where I've been trying to shout from the rooftop for a few years now. And I need for y'all to help me. Not just by clicking like and share on the videos that I do, but I need for y'all's voices. I need for your voices to rise. If you call yourself kingdom, this is some things that I need. Because I went through parts 1-4, listen to them. Because this is the last call. You got to call your members into divine order. There is nothing, it's not, listen, deliverance, I just want to straighten out this doctrine. Deliverance is not a one-time event where you go to an altar and all the mothers lay hands on you and speak in tongues and then you cry and snot and do all of that, and then you get up off the floor and you never have another sexual desire. You never have a desire to overeat. You never have a desire to steal if you a thief. You never have a desire to lie if you a liar. That's not what happens. The desires don't leave. The proclivities don't leave. It's your will and your power to exercise authority over them that comes into practice. That when those things are presented to you, you just flick them off. Flick them off. Flick them off. And the way to do that is to mature in your maturity. You shut down anything. You can't play games. You have to shut down anything that lends itself towards your flesh being in power. So, if I watch, I don't know, whatever TV show or whatever, if I continue to watch this, and I know that after I watch this, I'll be feeling some type of way. Or I know if I listen to, let's say, a particular artist's music. If I listen to a particular artist's music, oh my God, I'm so hot now. Now I want to call somebody. I want to make the phone call. That means that once I made the decision to be delivered, deliverance is a decision, not a one-time event. It's a decision. So since I decided to be delivered, all of my subsequent decisions have to line up in order to strengthen my spirit and weaken my flesh. So, if this particular artist's music does something to me and I want to call up Horatio or whatever his name is, or Sally or whatever her name is, or whatever, whatever the preference is, if I want to call them after I listen to this music and I've been cool for about 5 months, now all of a sudden I want to go jump in somebody's bed again. This means let's follow the track back. Let's backtrack. What were you looking at? What were you listening to? Who were you talking to before you got this feeling? And they must be cut off. I don't care who they are. I don't care how long they've been there. They got to go. They don't just have to go. They got to go. They got to go. It has to go. Listen. You're not going to be able to stand in that day. See, where people are going to find themselves in trouble with Christ when they stand before him, and it's going to be mostly leaders. I know that's what this scripture is talking about, are those who take leadership positions. Where it's going to suck is when they say, because this tells me that the conversation, they brought us in midstream the conversation in the scripture. Because it said, he said that many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name? Have we not done all these wonderful works in thy name? And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you, ye that work iniquity. So that means he started the sentence. He said, many will say unto me, Lord, Lord. That's after he rejects them. After he tells them, you know, I don't know. Who are you? Who are you? I don't see your name is not written here. Who are you? Well, no, the whole group of you. Because he said, many will say unto me in that day. And the whole group of you. They're saying, Lord, Lord. They're like, all of our lives, we were in church. All of our lives, every Sunday, every midweek service, every choir rehearsal, every praise team rehearsal, we were there. And we did these things. We went out, we fed the homeless. We went out, we did all that stuff. We did all of it in your name. We even cast out some devils. Or we thought we did. We thought we cast out some devils. So many will ask, well, how did they do that if they wasn't true? If they weren't for real? Because God has mercy on those who have the need. So he's not going to fail the needs of the people that are crying out for him. So he's going to yield, and he's going to use whatever vessels are yielded to be used. But even the Apostle Paul said, these things that I teach you, I preach unto myself after having preached to you, You make it in and I myself become a castaway. So that means you can be a preacher of the word. You can be a prophet. You can be any of those things and not make it after you preach the truth because you didn't live the truth. God is much more interested about your inner man than anything you're doing outside of yourself, even if it's for him. What kind of vessel is going out? What kind of vessel is serving me? Are you talking out both sides of your neck? You say one thing and do another. You didn't justify it. Try to justify it by a misinterpreted word. Enough. All of that stuff is stopping right now. He's dealing with it right now. And I'm not the only one going to be coming forth with it. What kind of vessel? See, because God is not opening up the earth and swallowing people up like he did in times past. People think they are right. And then they get with other people who will co-sign what they do. Listen, I've always been the type of person, ever since I've been walking with God, I always get around people who will tell me the truth. Who are going to tell me the truth when I'm wrong. Even if, because I have a strong personality, so sometimes people might be a bit intimidated to tell me I'm wrong. But if I'm wrong and you tell me, even if I don't receive it then because the Holy Spirit is in control here, I will come back to you and say, you know, I thought about what you said. You were right. You were right. And I ain't got to go all deep into it all. Oh, I had to go on a fast and the Lord had to come to me in the middle of the night, and the Lord had to come to me in a dream, and he verified and co-signed what you said. No! Truth is truth! If it's coming from a baby, if it's coming from a donkey, if it's coming from a monkey.
Wait a minute. Hit my Cash App at $What's the Point 422. Also, smash the like button, smash the share button, and smash the subscribe button. Also, you can hit me up at whatsthepoint422@gmail.com with any questions, comments, or concerns. We'll be right back.
The Film Review. Movies, music, culture, politics, society, podcast, interviews, movie reviews, and more. Live Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on The Spot Podcast and the Film Review Life Channel. Subscribe.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis, Thelma from Good Times, and you're watching The Film Review.
Here's the thing about Germany, why I made the curator's pick of the Hollywood Fringe.
Observations TFR, 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
God used a donkey to speak to a backslidden prophet. So, when you know you have areas that are undone and out of order, you can't stay around people. It is counterproductive. And you're playing with yourself. You're just being a hearer only and not a doer of the word. When you stay around people who want to co-sign your being out of order, and you know you're out of order. I've never been able to understand that. When I backslid, if somebody came to me and told me the truth, I knew it was the truth. I knew I was backsliding. I told people I was backsliding. I told people I'm out of order right now. And this is just what I'm doing right now. Because I stay real about it no matter what. This is what I'm doing right now. I know what you're telling me is right. What you're telling me is right. And I'm not going to stay in this place. In fact, when I was engaging in activities I had no business engaging in, I would tell some of the people I was with before I got started with them, this is going to only happen once. Because I'm out of order and I know I'm out of order. I'm not going to stay out of order. I made that proclamation to every last one of them. And I stuck to my word with them too. So, We're in a time where the ones who have been holding up positions, actually the church has to be restructured. It has to be, I mean, it's hard for me to determine that, because really these energy sucking edifices that everybody want to build and have, you know, these huge congregations, that's what the problem is. You bringing them in there, they're comfortable. We're comfortable in our air-conditioned seats. We're comfortable. We're really comfortable in our churches. Oh, it's beautiful in here. Oh, the excellency of God. Okay, when you get done with all your excellency, can you go out to the street and lead some souls? Can you go out to the street and cast out some devils? Or after church, you know, now it's time to go eat. You go into the gas station, you got to get some gas. Somebody is out there looking like this, and or they talking crazy. I had one time I was somewhere. This guy, he was just talking crazy. He was talking to himself, talking all out of his head. But I was listening for what he was saying. And he came over to me, and I just looked at him, because some things you have to be able to discern what situation you're in. You don't know. It was nothing to fear. It's nothing to fear ever. Now, you know, some people will go to task about that. They're like, well, you different than it. No, I'm not. I just know I'm operating in the fullness of who I am as an ambassador of the kingdom. You can't touch me. I'm untouchable. You know why? Because my voice is needed in the earth right now. And until my job is finished, and nothing that you can do. And because I decree that, the Bible says to decree a thing and it shall be established. That's my declaration. That's my decree. So when I step off into something or someone steps to me, this is how I'm standing. Not because they couldn't do nothing to me. They can shoot me. They can stab me. But they won't, because I said so. So I'm talking to, well, I'm not talking to him yet. I'm just looking at him. And because he kind of came up on me off guard because I was putting some air in my tire. He came there and he just stood there. Now, he had been talking to himself. But when he stood in front of me, he didn't say a word. He just looking. There was that demon looking through his eyes. By the time I got across the street, I had to go to the gas station across the street. Some kind of way, he was over there before me. He was on foot. I said, oh, this is a good trick right here. We got teleporting demons today. So he gets out and he comes. When he does step to me, perfect manners, looking like a bum on the street, but sounding like somebody from Wall Street. Excuse me, ma'am. Would you happen to have a dollar you could spare? I said, sure. Because it was clear he was hungry. He needed to eat. He wasn't ready for no demon to be cast out. So you have to have discernment about that too. You don't just go to cast out a devil because you see a devil. The person has to be in agreement that they don't want that devil resident inside of them. God does not twist anybody's arm. So we have to remain sensitive. So I said all that to say that these leaders that have been in position, if they don't step down, I said this on the first part of this. If they don't step down from these positions, it's okay if they don't step down. Because what's going to happen is people are going to stop reverencing them. People are going to stop reverencing them. People are going to start looking and saying, right, where is the power? People are looking for the power. These events that are going on in the world, they don't scare me. To me, their opportunity, this goes for the kingdom to rise. And only those of the kingdom are going to be able to rise. You know why? Because everybody else is going to be jelly bag. So I said that to say, we better become the word like never before. The word is not just something to know and be able to quote. Having the letter of the word and not having the spirit of the word don't mean nothing. You can quote Genesis to Revelations. It don't mean jack bone. It don't mean nothing. What means something And what means something to a devil, what to make them recognize who you are when you come in the room, is that when you got several scriptures that's on your breastplate, when you walk in, they know, wait a minute, this one's different. Don't try them. And you can only do that, see, some people, especially in this time over the last probably 5 years, for a lot of people who have the call of God on their life, God has been really dealing with you about your flesh. He's in part of the flesh is those cunning attitudes or those cunning manipulative ways. God has been dealing with that because, let me tell you something. A house divided against itself can't stand. Satan can't cast out Satan. If you are operating in satanic ways by being manipulative, dishonest, and things like that, those are Satan's ways, and he will recognize those on you. That's why, sit back and watch it. I used to sit back and watch it. Those teams of people trying to cast the devil out of somebody, and that thing got them down there laboring. I'd be like, I'm not going over there. That's an exercise in futility. The only way I'm going to go over there is if I can push all of them out the way and just do it myself. But you don't want to be rude. And when you're in certain environments, there are certain protocols. And so when you get to being overbearing in protocols, it is counterproductive to the cause. See, I've been very mature in the operation of kingdom things as a leader for years. And I was taught of the Spirit, not by man. So I knew not to go over in a big crowd and be like, just get out the way, let me do this. Because that comes across as prideful. I wasn't going to do that. So unfortunately, people leave out the way they come in because you got, well, this one over here, they was looking at porn last night. This one over here is an argument with the sister over here about something stupid. They haven't squashed it and took the biblical, they leaders though, but they haven't exercised the biblical protocol for settling disagreements. So you got six people trying to lay hands, and you got maybe one of them is right, and then you got two that's at odds with each other, one that's got this proclivity that they won't get together, then you got this other one who they lie or they sensationalize things. By the time they get done with the story, oh, the demon came out, and God is coming for all of that. All of that is not going to be able to fly, and that is going to be your clear points of demarcation, that when these things start, there's stuff that's been released on the earth, stuff that's not of the earth, that's been released on the earth, that's working with things that's on the earth, from underneath and above. And what's going to be the point of demarcation is when somebody goes to step up to speak to something and that thing don't move. Or that thing just, I've seen people and that demon in their eyes sitting back like, that's how they looking. Like in some of the movies that you see where they look at the priest and be like, is that what you said last night while you were looking at that tape? That's what they do. And it's a divide and conquer mechanism that demons use on teams that are trapped. You know why? Because they were never supposed to be deliverance teams. Because you're using the wrong modus operandi, they're able, it's too many people involved. So now they can split you down the middle because you don't know no better. Operating tools. All it takes is two. So it's a lot to learn, and Rome wasn't built in a day, but at the very least, those of us who have the call of God on our life have an individual responsibility and an individual ability to respond. Part of our training is private. And God prefers it that way. He keeps us behind the iron curtain, the bloodstained banner. He wants to deal with us in private. He doesn't want to allow us. When God allows leaders to be exposed, it's because he loves them, not because he hates them. Now, if they're exposed and then they don't straighten their hand, he still never hates them, but they start to carve their own niche. They start to, I talked about the reprobate mind yesterday. The reprobate mind of a leader. Reprobate, holding the truth in unrighteousness. Knowing the truth, but not operating in the truth. Making excuse for a lie. Or turning the word of God into a lie. Because the proof of truth won't line up with the scripture.
The Film Review. Movies, music, culture, politics, society, podcast. Interviews, movie reviews, and more. Live Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on The Spot Podcast and the Film Review Life Channel. Subscribe.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis, Thelma from Good Times, and you're watching The Film Review.
Wait a minute. Hit my Cash App at $What's the Point 422. Also, smash the like button, smash the share button, and smash the subscribe button. Also, you can hit me up at whatsthepoint422@gmail.com with any questions, comments, or concerns. We'll be right back.
Time out. What's it worth to you? What's it worth to you? Is it worth us as leaders just being light? Bible already talks about beware when everybody is speaking well of you. It usually means you're doing something wrong. Usually, if everybody, think about the personalities of everybody. If everybody is speaking well of you, that means you got too many masks. You changing back and forth in. It shouldn't be no mask. The only thing that they should see is Christ. And it's more to people seeing Christ than us saying it. Because when people see Christ, we ain't got to say it. They tell us who we are. Oh, I see God on you. Well, praise God. Thank you. Not that we keep drawing attention to ourselves, telling them who we are. Because after a while, if they're anything like me, the more you tell me who you are, the more I know you're not. The more I say, well, wait a minute, let me be on guard, because this is too much an effort to convince me that you're something. I should be able to sense that spirit to spirit, heart to heart, mind to mind. So we're at a time, this one, when I seen that Capitol get attacked like it did last week on the 6th. And I'm going to tell you, see, y'all, a lot of y'all don't even tune into me and my brother's broadcast. But we go into things in depth. We do in-depth research. We follow the pattern back to the origin. And then we tell you the information. We tell you the information so you're not blindsided. So, these people, I'm going to tell you about this. I want you, all of you in here, if it's any of my Caucasian friends in here, you know, you just got to bear with us right now. I love y'all, but you got to bear with us right now. Black people, this what is happening in this country. They keep trying to show you pictures and say, trying to draw you in because they need your intellectual property. They need your skeletal structure. They need your chutzpah. They need you to be involved, but the war is not for you. And it's not for your behalf. This is a civil war between the accelerationists and the anarchists/Black Lives Matter movement. Where you will not see a black person there because it's been co-opted to an anarchist group. Both of them, their interest is in the collapse of the state. And to collapse the state is to tear down the government. because this country was built 95% on our backs. To tear down the government and to tear down the country is to tear us down. And that's exactly what they want to do, and they want to enlist your services to help do it because they need your muscle. And while they use you to get the job done, they want to annihilate you at the end. This is not hate speech. This is facts. Go read the literature. Y'all don't know the literature they've been reading over the last 30 years. That's been instructing them on how to take over a capital. That's been instructing them on how to overthrow a government while we sit and play with our lips like we in that same asylum as people of God, as people of the kingdom. Let the good God arise and his enemies be scattered. There is a changing of the guard. There's been a changing of the guard. The conversations that are happening in the church houses, if they do not involve kingdom, if they do not involve kingdom movement, if they do not involve kingdom maturity, they are not on the radar. They're null and void. They mean nothing. They may as well be their own separate social club. That's right, in the movies too. In the movies too. So we have to be discerning, first as people of God, and to my Caucasian brethren that are called to the kingdom, you in a tough position too. You're in a tough position. Because I want to see you, this is what I'm going to need to see from y'all. I'm going to need to see you standing against those people, other Caucasians that are out of order, and I need you to stand with some backbone. I need you to stand like you know the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you. I need you to stand for the kingdom. I need you to not cower in the day of adversity. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small, saith the scriptures. There should have never been. See, in the religion of Christianity, there's a divide between the white and black Christians. There's a divide between the white and black Christians. Because that's religion. So what we're going to have to overcome, because now we got a trust issue there. Because you have a group of black people that's coming out of religion, and you got a group of white people that's coming out of religion, there is a trust breach there that has to be rebuilt. That it has to be rebuilt. So, what we gonna do? What we gonna do? We don't have any time for this. We don't have time for senseless debates. We don't have time for meaningless, going back and forth, being in our feelings, having for brothers and sisters in the Lord to have pissing contests about who's anointed. Listen, your anointing is as strong as the lives you can change. Being able to tune up while you preach. Being able to make all the right delivery. Listen, I there's training for that. In some denominations, they train the women preachers how to walk in heels and how to do that while they're preaching and all of that stuff. Time out. Can you come out of that pulpit, take those shoes off, and come get in the dirt in the street? Oh, well, my anointing as me here, right? So you got a bunch of people coming in, right? They coming in looking. Some coming to look for something. Some are just detractors. Some are just there to be a distraction. Some are there to be entertained. And some are there to be to have their endorphins tantalized. But of course, they say I'm there for a word, because the word pumps them up and have them feeling some type of way, at least till the next morning. So, as I conclude, because I didn't even want to make an hour on this today, this is the conclusion of Truth and Consequences, Part 5, the conclusion. I encourage you to go back. I think it's been about 10 days ago I started it. It may not be quite 10, but go start from Part 1. Most of them were under an hour, except for the one yesterday, I think. I think yesterday's was an hour and 20 minutes, and there was another one that was an hour and 9 minutes. The rest of them were under an hour. But I need for you guys to go listen to that so you can get, there was a lot of scripture reference I gave you. And it's important scripture reference so that you understand, if you find yourself on the downside of any of those scriptural references, you're going to need to straighten that out. This is not a negotiable or conversational issue. This is something between you and God. He just sent me to give those words and to point you in that direction. Because especially those of you who have the call of God on your life, you don't have no choice in the matter. Actually, nobody does if they want to get to that desired goal. But at the leader, because we are doubly accountable for our activities and our teaching the word, that means our behavior is doubly accountable as well. So that means we're doubly punishable. That's what double accountability means. That means your infraction against it makes you doubly punishable. So your punishment is double for the same thing, because you stepped into leadership, or you proclaimed yourself a leader. You proclaimed yourself a title. Listen, leave the titles and leadership alone if you're not going to stop doing the things that, because you have power to stop. See, that's the problem. We have power over all the power of the enemy. And when we don't exercise that authority over the ability of the enemy, our strength is small, and we turn the truth of God into a lie, and so on and so forth. So we are not, we holding positions and taking the Lord's name in vain. That's what it really means to take the Lord's name in vain. It's not saying God and then putting damn on the end of it. That's not what taking the Lord's name in vain is. It's cussing. But it's not taking the Lord's name in vain. Taking the Lord's name, vanity means emptiness. Taking the Lord's name meaning owning his name. So you are owning or taking ownership into the family of God in vain. You're taking ownership into something as an empty vessel. You're not identifying with it. Okay? Well, that's it. Thank y'all for hanging in there with me. Thank for y'all that came in and prayed with me. As I asked you to do when you came in, I really appreciate it, because this was a hard one to get out. The whole series was kind of difficult. The whole series was oppressed. But I thank y'all for being here. Share it, like it, share it. Also, tune in to my broadcast, What's the Point, on Google. Let me see. It's on Google Podcasts, and it's also on Spotify. Like, share, subscribe. Should you be led, Cash App, because we're taking things to another level. I'll be beginning some training materials and Bible study materials for online use. And so all of those things are going to require a little bit of finance. And so as you are led, Cash App. And we'd appreciate it. All right? All right. I love you guys. You have a wonderful night.
Hi, I'm Tanya M. Congress, and I'm one of the programmers here at The Spot. You know, The Spot, at hashtag YouFoundTheSpotRadio. Join me on Sundays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. block. I look forward to seeing you if you dare. You've been listening to What's the Point with me, Tanya M. Congress, one of the programmers here at The Spot. Hashtag, you found the spot. You know, The Spot, the place where there is movies, music, culture, politics, and the Holy Bible Society. Hit my Cash App up at $ What's the Point 422. Smash the like button, smash the share button, smash the subscribe button. You can also reach me at whatsthepoint422@gmail.com with any questions, comments, or concerns. Of course, tune back in with us every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you next week.
The Film Review. Movies, music, culture, politics, society, podcast, interviews, movie reviews, and more. Live
Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on The Spot Podcast and the Film Review Life Channel. Subscribe.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis, Thelma from Good Times, and you're watching The Film Review.